Good Sunday morning to you and welcome to the Rise Again Deliverance Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, Senior Pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We are so glad that you took the time to join us today. Now, at the end of our program, we will tell you more about our church. Psalms 119:130 says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple." Now let us join our service already in progress and receive that word and receive that light. God bless you.
Amen. And we greet those, praise God, on YouTube, Facebook, and even those that listen to us on the radio. We greet you in the precious name of Jesus. 100.9 FM, where they also receive our messages. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Has God been good to anybody?
Amen.
Come on, has God been good to anybody?
Hallelujah.
Clap your hand, give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For God
Hallelujah.
Has been good
yes.
to us. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And even as the children make their way to their junior church,
Amen.
Let's all stand
Amen.
As we read the word of God from Psalm 113.
Yes.
Psalm 113 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 113, reading from verse 1 to 5. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have it? Glory to God. And it says in that psalm, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high?" Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Father, thank you again, yet another time that we can gather in your presence, in sacred presence, God, to hear your word, to worship at your feet, to praise your holy name. So, God, as I go forth with the word that has been dropped in my spirit, may we receive this word on today as we declare emphatically, who is like unto our God. We bless you, God. Give us clarity of speech, thought, and speech, receptive ears and hearts that we might receive your word today. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody declare, there is none like our God. Oh, come on, say it with some power. Say, come on, tell somebody, there is none like our God. You may have your seats. Bless the name of the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, David said, and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. It was last week, I was in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and I preached from Psalm 112, entitled The Blessed Man, The Blessing of the Blessed Man. And I encourage you to go back on YouTube and you can look it up, or Facebook, you can look it up. As I said before, it was on last Sunday. But my heart and mind is still stuck around these few chapters here. For chapters 111, 112, and 113 starts off with "Praise ye the Lord." And if you go to the back of the psalm from Psalm 146 to 150, also starts off with "Praise ye the Lord." It tells us here that the writer of the psalm, although David, they said, did not write all, but the tone of the psalm, as far as David was concerned, was always to give praise unto God. When he looked at his God and he looked at what God had done for him, he could always say, praise ye the Lord. He was a praiser, one that didn't mind giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory that was due unto his name. He was a man that was very mindful of praising God. Oh, yes, there were other gods of other nations that were around, but he made it a point to praise the Creator God, the Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that sat high and looks down low, the God, hallelujah, who created everything and all things were made by him. That's the God he made sure he gave God praise unto. Oh, come on, somebody. I can hear my brother Wayne singing this song, praise God. He said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, he said, my soul will cry out, hallelujah. Thank God for what he has done for me. He will say, I've got a testimony, and the testimony is that God has been good to me. So right there, from that way he said, praise ye the Lord, you can see that as a personal praise. That was David's personal praise. Do you have a personal praise for God? Come on, somebody. Do you have a personal praise? You're praising God not because of what you heard he has done, but what you know he has done on your behalf. Ah, my God, that's why we have our personal praise. And so because of our personal praise, when we come into the house, we can have a corporate praise. Oh, come on, somebody. You cannot work up a corporate praise in the house if you didn't come in with a personal praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes people come to church and they said, well, I didn't get anything, or the preacher didn't move me, or the service was not. But I asked, what did you come with? Do you come for somebody to pump you up, or did you come with your personal praise? Do you have the attitude like David? I was just glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Tell somebody you got to get a personal praise. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he starts off, as I said, these three verses here, but we are looking at chapter 31. He says, praise ye the Lord. Then he went on further, praise God, and he said, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. I love that about David. He never praised God, just praised God on by himself, but he always also encouraged others to come alongside with him and praise the Lord. Can you hear him saying in Psalm 34 from verse 1 to 3, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. But look at it. Look at it, corporate. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Are you getting what I'm saying? David will move from personal praise to corporate praise. Let us do it together. Come on, tell somebody, let us do it together. He said, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name to come together. Hear him in Psalm 45, verse 6. Psalm 45, verse 6, as he encourages us into corporate praise. He said, come, let us worship. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. And he has made us, and not we of ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody corporate praise. Oh, that's why we come to church. I heard Dr. Ben in the class this morning asking questions. Why do we come to church? Well, this is one area that we can say we come to give him praise. We come to magnify him. We come to worship him. We come to adore him. We come to send up corporate praise unto him and say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, somebody. He said, oh, ye servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Psalm 134 and verse 1. You see him again encouraging corporate praise. He says, come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place or in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Can somebody just lift up your hand in the holy place, in the sanctuary, and say, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. There is something about praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so praise God, as I read this and I continue to meditate, I say, God, I'm so glad that I have a praise in my mouth. Hallelujah. A praise in my mouth. Anybody have a praise in their mouth? This is what David said. He said, praise ye the Lord. And so taking this in context, it means a verbal praise unto the Lord. But do you know you praise him in your lifestyle? Do you know you praise him in your action? Do you know you praise him in your attitude? Do you know you praise him, praise God, how you treat people? Do you know that is also a way of praising God? Ah, come on here. Come on here. The Bible encourages us to do that. For God said, praise God, when you let your light so shine before men, they shall see what? Your good works, and they will give glory unto the Father which is in heaven. In other words, when they see your character, when they see your lifestyle, when they can testify of the change that has made place in your life, all they can say is, this person have to be doing something different. There's something special about that person. There's something different about her. There is something that resonates. I can't put my hand on it, but I know, praise God, just hearing them, it has to be a supernatural or awakening or a happening that taking place that I need to have a part of in my own life. He said they will also learn to praise God as a result of your light shining. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, let's praise the Lord. Come on, say it again. Let's praise the Lord. Somebody give him a praise right there. Hallelujah. So he moves from personal praise, and then he went to corporate praise. Hallelujah. I feel strengthened in corporate praise. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever rolled into the church or rolled up, praise God, and things were not there? You come, but you're coming in heavy. Probably your week was heavy. Probably your morning was heavy. But my God, the minute you step into the aura of the praises of God's people, something ignites in your spirit, allow you to shake off your heaviness, and you, praise God, you come together, and all of a sudden, the thing that seems so heavy and so dismal, the weight starts to fall off in the presence of praise.
We are taking a break in our program to tell you a little more about our ministry. Feel free to visit our website at www.dcfministry.com, where you'll find our mission and vision, the order of our service, and our community outreach programs. You'll also find a way to sow into our ministry. Now let us go back to Bishop Elroy Ben and the service already in progress.
Oh, glory to God. So I move from personal praise to corporate praise, but then I see continuous praise. continuous praise. He look at it, he says, bless the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. There is a continuous praise that resides out of your spirit. Ah, oh my God. Even though if he doesn't do another thing for you, you still want to praise him. The mere fact that you're breathing, you want to praise him. The mere fact, praise God, hallelujah, that things that have taken other people out, you are still here, it's enough for you to praise him. It's a continuous praise. In other words, my praise is not dependent on my circumstance. But my praise is in spite of my circumstance. Ooh, come on. Let me say that again. My praise is not dependent on my circumstance, but my praise is going up to God in spite of my circumstance. Despite what I'm dealing with, I have to learn to give God praise. I don't wait until the battle is over to shout. Hallelujah. Praise God. But while I'm dealing with what I'm dealing, praise God, there might be tears coming through my eyes. Hallelujah. And praise God, weeping coming through. But I have an encouragement that know that weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Continuous praise. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some situations, praise God, sometimes the words can't come out. Ooh. But there's still a groan. There's still a groan that he understands. There's still a language in your groaning, praise God, that he understands, that brings you out of your situation. A continuous praise. A continuous praise. A praise like the man of God that said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying? Job is encountering catastrophe after catastrophe. Was enough for him to shut down. It was enough for him to fold up. But it's enough for him to give up. Come on, somebody. But in the midst of it, he said, okay, the Lord give it. The Lord take it. So blessed be the name. Now, he did not know that there were diabolic forces that were working against him, being orchestrated by the enemy. But he still said, in spite of it. In other words, I'm going to praise him when I have. I'm going to still praise him when I don't have. Can I get an amen? Come on, declare it. I'm going to praise him when I have, and I'm going to praise him when I don't have. I'm going to praise him, praise God, when I'm healthy and somewhere in my sickness, a praise is going to still come out. I'm going to praise him when I have, and I'm going to praise him even when I don't have, and I might be broke. I can't even knock two nickels together, but I'm still going to praise him because something good will eventually happen on my behalf. Continue. Somebody say continuous praise. Look at it. He says, praise God, from this time forth. And forevermore. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how my situation look. There is a resolve in my spirit. And I'm just going to praise the Lord. Look at it. As we continue on, he moved from personal praise to corporate praise. From corporate praise to continuous praise. And look at him from in verse 3. From the rising of the sun. I know this is a good cliche in the church. I know this is a good verse in the church. But do we understand what he said? From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Oh my God. Can we move from continuous praise to daily praise? Come on, somebody, say daily praise.
He says, from the rising of the sun. When I get up in the morning, and sometimes I just look back before I even go out to have breakfast, or I will peek through the window or move the curtain, hallelujah. And as you open it, praise God, you can see the brilliance of the sun sometime. It's golden. Come on, somebody. Some mornings, it might be bleak, but my God, I look at those mornings where you can see the sun radiating. And this is what the man is saying, from the rising of the sun. When I open, hallelujah, my curtains or my drapes or my whatever it is, and I move and I see the sun, it causes me to give God a praise right there. I just saw the sun. Praise the Lord. It means I'm still in the land of the living. Praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When I see the rising of the sun, it lets me know, whoops, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I can still see and I can still appreciate the beauty of God's creation. His marvelous work. And then he said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Ooh, glory to God. Anybody ever look up and see that glorious sunset? Oh, come on here. That glorious sunset. It seems as though the sun is about to drop into the sea and the whole of the horizon is just blazing with the glory of God. No wonder the psalmist said, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord and the firmament his handiwork. Day after day and night after night, they testify or they speak of the creative power of Almighty God. From the rising of the sun, even down to the going down of the same, he said, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Come on, sir. It's to be praised. It's to be hallowed. It's to be exalted. It's to be lifted up. It's to be magnified. Every time I think about God's goodness, a praise come on the inside. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun. When the sun rises, praise God, a praise spring up in my belly. And when I'm about to hit the pillow at night, a praise, come on, rings out from the inside. Oh, you're not getting what I'm saying. Hallelujah. When you look through your day and see what you've been through and what you accomplish, you praise God. But some of us, old fashioned, we pray like this, God. We pray for things seen and things unseen, because there's some spiritual workings that God had been doing on your behalf all day that you did not even see. Oh, can I get an amen? There's some things that God protected you from that you did not see with your natural eye. No wonder David said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Why are the angels of the Lord encamping round about us? Praise God. Hallelujah. He's warding off the attacks of the enemy. The fiery darts that have been coming at you all day, praise God, God was intercepting. Come on, somebody. Ooh. That thing that was about to take you out, God intercepted it. That news that was supposed to shatter your world, God intercepted it. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That heartache that was coming your way, God intercepted it. That physical medical condition that could have taken you out, God intercepted it. So that's why we say, God, we praise you for things seen and unseen. There's an unseen world that don't like you. Ah, come on here, somebody. There's an unseen world that is jealous of you. There's an unseen world that don't like who you are, because in the unseen world, the leader of the unseen world, which is Satan, he messed up one time and never had another chance. Oh, God. Can I say that again? He messed up one time. He decided he wanted to go above God and was kicked out of heaven. He is the one, it is said, that led the praises in heaven before he fell. So that when you who have sinned and come short of the glory of God have another chance to be born again, to be washed in the blood, hallelujah, whose sins continue to be forgiven. Ooh, whose sins continue to be forgiven, whose shortcomings continue to be administered grace and mercy. The devil looks at you and says, how dare you? What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou hast visited him? You have made him a little lower than the angel, and you have crowned him with glory. That's why he don't like you. That's why he wants to take you out. That's why he wants to frustrate you, because you are able to do what he cannot do anymore. The most he can do is hear and tremble. Oh, come on here. The most he can do is hear and tremble. All he can do is tremble at the presence of God. But look at you. Come boldly to the throne of grace, and there you can obtain mercy in the time of trouble. Somebody give God praise. Somebody said daily praise. And lastly, he said the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. I'm not going to mess with that verse, because we have a song that we sing in Christendom, and it sounds good. But you got to examine that song. It doesn't quote the Bible correctly. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, we sing it. We sing it lustily. We sing it lustily, but it's not scriptural. The Bible said the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens.
Thank you for tuning in to Rise Again Radio Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, Senior Pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We hope you have been blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. Please feel free to join us this morning for a powerful worship experience at 4802 Lancaster Highway, Monroe, North Carolina, at 11 a.m. Or join us live on Facebook or YouTube for the service at Deliverance Christian Fellowship. If you would like to know more about our ministry, please visit our website at www.dcfministry.com or give us a call at 704-709-7157. I'll say that again, 704-709-7157. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Rise Again Radio Broadcast with Senior Pastor Bishop Elroy Ben. Until we meet again on Sunday at 6 a.m. on Praise 100.9 FM Radio. God bless you.